Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning.
Yeah. this rental's our home. If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people making music for the people.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people to illuminate. In the city might be more than pretty pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you dare come near it. I remember, can't forget. Peace that you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show.
Music for the people, making music for the people.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people, Jesus, music for the people.
Going to be one of the most enlightening things I've ever taught. I know, like me, some of you have asked God questions and you waited a long time for the answer. And then when you get the answer, it's so simple. And you think, God, you know, was I that dumb? Or what was the problem? And the problem is simple, that it wasn't time for you to know, or it wasn't time for me to know. Because there's some things that I needed to know prior to knowing whatever God is revealing at that time, so that it makes sense. I think they call that revelation. And I believe they call that revelation knowledge, revealing. Like the book of Revelation, in the back of the Bible is the book of the revealing of Jesus. So, Father God, this morning, I pray that you would open up the understanding of the headliners this morning and that you would reveal to them all the nuggets in this teaching and that they would be able to make it applicable to themselves, to their walk with you and to their life. Lord God, you've already bound in heaven what needs to be bound on earth, but you need a mouthpiece down here to speak it into existence. So I bind on earth what you've already bound in heaven, and I come into agreement with your will on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning that this little sharing here will go right through the body, into the soul, and enlarge the spirit man. I pray this morning that this little message will be effective in the kingdom of God. And even although I'm not finished with it yet, God, because I got to finish it. But it's so enlightening that I just got to share it and finish it. And each person can finish it for themselves. And I'll try to finish it according to your will this morning. But I want to pray, God, this morning for all those people that are working in the background. They never get seen. And that's the people in radio and the people in TV and the people in the print media. It's always so much negative stuff said about them. But God, I'm asking you to protect their families. I'm asking you to protect their minds. I'm asking you, Lord God, to manifest yourself, reveal yourself. And give a revelation of you to the people that work behind the scenes, those technicians, those, I don't know the industry well enough to classify individually, but you know them, God, those sound engineers, those people that make sure everything is working right, and they're there in the background. They never get seen. Those cameramen and women, even in the churches, in the ministries, they're there standing behind that camera on duty. So I want to pray for those people this morning. Those laboratory technicians in the hospital that actually work with the tests and do those research people, those scientists. You don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. And most of the time, if they don't win a Nobel Prize or something, we never know their name, but they're there. Those people at the CDC, those people at the World Health Organization, even God, Jose told me a joke that somebody had said on the radio or the internet. Oh, 2 weeks ago, everybody hated Big Pharma. But God, now they're praying Big Pharma come up with the solution. It's all about you, God. It's all about you. And I don't even know. Thank you, God. Amen. I'm sorry. I want to read something to you all. See, things happen, and I'm always looking for God in it. What is God trying to do with this? What is God trying to say with this? So yesterday, I got an email. I want to read it to you. And if you own here this morning, that sent me this email, please post your last but for Angela. I would really rather have you tell this email than me read it. I know the anointing would be on you telling me. So, Angela S., if you don't hear this morning, because I don't know if you're on the second shift or the third shift, Angela, you sent me an email yesterday. It came to JesusBelievers@outlook.com. Subject. The subject says Deliverance Boot Camp. Angela, if you're on here, post the last four of your number, and I want you to call into the blog talk. All right. Good afternoon, Dr. Erica. I don't even know where to begin this email, but I know I need to send it to you. I will try to make it short and to the point. I did the 40-day fast plus 9 extra days. After the fast, I have been getting deliverance almost on a daily basis through the 10 line and from your Spirits Are Subject Unto You page. That's on the website, brothers and sisters. You had told me to go through everything you had on witchcraft. I haven't even gone through everything yet. I already feel like a miracle. I'm saying that because the Holy Spirit has touched everyone in my house in one way or another. My 10-year-old son that has learning disabilities and ADHD got a 95 on the spelling test and is steadily progressing. He listens to the TED line with me in the morning. He prays with me too. My 17-year-old is praying twice a day and listens to the TED line on her own. Yesterday, she listened with me, and I could feel the Holy Spirit move through me. I told her that, and I said, hold my hand, and she did, and she started to cry. We then bound and rebuked doubt and unbelief, fear, witchcraft, and whatever else came up. It was amazing. I am very grateful to have had that moment with my daughter and the Holy Spirit. My 13-year-old is tough to work with, but I keep praying. She listened to the TED line twice now with me. She had been hugging me and wanting to be with me more often than before. My ex-husband listened to the TED line with me, my son and 17-year-old daughter on Saturday. They were dancing to the music in the dining room. We have been having more and more conversations about beliefs and Jesus. That is huge progress. Praise God, it gets even better. I have listened to multiple podcasts on witchcraft and familiar spirits that you have posted. You sent me the PDF on familiar spirits. I read it, which was really simple to understand. It definitely helped me. It stirred a lot of stuff up. I continue to repent and give the Lord praise and thanks daily. I pray every day, all day if I can. I have been asking God to reveal what is hidden. On Sunday, I prayed on and off all day. I was led to listen to the podcast on the Black Veil Witchcraft. Well, that opened everything up for me. I could see how I had been deceived all this time. The lies, sin, what was stolen and manipulated, pure evil intent. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me. I think there was some kind of black mantle over me from my family lineage. I prayed to God to break it off and rip the veil off. Last night, I planned to listen to you teach, but you didn't get on. So I prayed and asked God, what should I do? Well, I got on the podcast after the one you did on the black veil. The phone played podcast after podcast. I was in and out of falling asleep. I would wake up during the moment of deliverance. I heard someone yell, "Wake up!" It was 6 a.m. this morning. I tried to get on the deadline, but it wasn't showing you were on. I fell back to sleep. I woke up hearing you say, "Don't be stupid." It was from yesterday's podcast. It was playing. I realized I missed this morning and couldn't get on. I finally got on and was amazed at the things you were saying. My family growing up was Roman Catholic. I have renounced Catholicism. I am of Italian descent. My family is from Sicily, and so is my ex-husband. My oldest daughter and I listened to the podcast this morning and reclaimed our inherited blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Erica. I hope you can get some rest today. The word is living and moving on the deadline. Blessings. Brothers and sisters, there are a whole lot of people on this deadline. There's a first ship, there's a second ship, and there's a third ship. The people you see in the chat room, I'm grateful to you and I'm faithful. I'm faithful because you're faithful and because God is faithful to our faithfulness. I just want to share that one email, but there are literally hundreds. And I'm going to start picking one every week. Right now, I'm in the process, as you know, of rehabbing, fixing up the church. But I'm also praying about who the first person is that the ministry is going to sponsor here next in April. I want those of you that be on the Blog Talk and be on the Spreaker to understand. Psalm 119 says, "Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." You see, every now I pray all day during the day because I walk. You'll see it when I go back on YouTube in a couple of weeks. But I pray without ceasing over here. I pray without ceasing. And I like it. That's the intercessor in me. I actually love it. And I said to you, I said, God has us on another level. I'm not kidding. When God brings deliverance into your life, brothers and sisters, it is deliverance into your spirit, into your soul, into your body, which manifests in your destiny. You hear me? When God brings deliverance into your life, your whole life is elevated. You're not the same. Because deliverance is what Jesus died for you to receive and me to receive on that cross. However, you got to see yourself now on the other side of the cross, in the shadow of the cross. The cross is a finished work. That's why I pray hard for people not to be procrastinators and for people not to put stuff off, because God is operating and moving through your faith now. He's moving through your faith now. And I don't want to see anybody, especially me, negate my own faith through doubt and unbelief. Because I believe that doubt and unbelief, and I used to preach this so much. I used to preach this. Post this in the chat room on Spreaker. Doubt and unbelief is the thief of God's blessings. Can you post that for me? About 7 people. Doubt and unbelief is the greatest thief of God's blessings to the believer. So I believe that what I'm going to share with you this morning, which is a fruit of me inquiring to God about something. Now, this isn't going to require you to go through deliverance. But what I need you to do, I need you to pray this morning. I need you to pray. And what I need you to pray is, God, don't let this escape me. Put that in the chat room. God, don't allow this teaching right here to escape me. Because if you can grab a hold to this again, you're going to get where God desires you to be, and you're going to get where you want to be in Christ. And you're going to get what this whole salvation message is supposed to bring you. Pray. Don't let this teaching escape me. Pray this morning. Lord, let me get the revelation of this. I got to get this morning. Your life is about to be changed. And you know what? When the blog talk was coming on, that, you know, that voice, it said, well, how does this, I don't know how it said, but anyway, it said, you will be going live in 1 minute, 1 second. 1 minute, 1 second. In 1 minute, 1 second. Put that in the chat room. Your life is about to change. Well, Erica, how can you say that? I know it. I know in my knower, yada. In 1 minute, 1 second. But it won't change if you miss this. If you miss this, you're going to have to wait till this revelatory anointing comes back again. Don't miss this morning. Wherever you are, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for every TEDliner. Every TEDliner. Because my whole perspective changed this morning when the Holy Spirit gave me the revelation of this. And God answered my question of about 35 years maybe 30, because I wasn't smart enough to even know this question the first 5 years I was saved. You want this to come alive in your spirit this morning, what I'm getting ready to teach. Does it have a name? Let me see. Does it have a name? Nope. It doesn't have a name yet. But it will. It will. Remember, some of you know, and some of you don't, but I don't know how many years it was ago, maybe 10, maybe closer to 15. God gives me scriptures. And in each of the revelation of the scriptures, he reveals himself to me. I can remember when he first revealed himself to me, just as God, Jehovah. And then he went through, you know, the characters of God, Shema, Jireh, Rapha. God revealed himself to me, so I would know him. But it was always one thing that I couldn't get. And that scripture is found in Luke chapter 6, verse 19. Can you post that, Jessica? Luke chapter 6, verse 19. Luke chapter 6, anybody, verse 19, post it. Luke chapter 6, verse 19. I need to see it over there in that chat room. Blog Talk, I want you to get prepared. Your life is going to change if you can get this, but you won't be able to get this except the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. As simple as it is, except the Holy Spirit opens it up to you and gives you the revelation of it, you won't get it. But it's one of the most important things you need to understand from God. I say your life is about to change this morning if you can get this. You don't want it from me, a woman. You don't want it from a man. You want this revelation to drop down on you from the Holy Spirit into your spirit, through your soul, out your body. You're going to be transformed. That's what it's all about. Being changed into the image of God. You see, Luke chapter 6, verse 19 says, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. You got to ask God for yourself to get this. Over there in Luke chapter 8, verse 46. Can you post that one? Luke 8, 46. It says, and Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceived that virtue is gone out of me. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 30, Mark chapter 5, verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? So I guess I could call this teaching one word, virtue. 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 In 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, 2 Peter, verse 1, 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through a true and personal knowledge of who he is. Pray right now and ask the Lord to impart this to you. You got to get this. It says, and Brother Robert just posted, the Strong's, dunamis, force, literally or figuratively, specifically miraculous power, usually by implication, a miracle. You got to get this. Power, strength, might. Now, post 2 Peter 1 and 5. 2 Peter 1 and 5. Can you post that? 2 Peter 1 and 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. You see, in the Bible, it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath caused us to glory and virtue. The reason deliverance is so vital and so important . God is not going to flow through your sin to impart, to utilize you to impart anything to anybody else. Did you hear me? God cannot flow through your sin. God can't even look upon sin. When God sees you and I, he sees us through the blood of Jesus. He sees us finished. Hallelujah. Well, it says here in Mark chapter 5, verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touch my clothes? You got to get this morning. You see, somebody help me find, the Bible says that there are hidden mysteries. Hidden mysteries. In mysteries. Just like God, Isaiah 45 and 3 says, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches. So they got hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. But then in 48:6, it says, thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. Brothers and sisters, in 1 Corinthians 2:7, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There's hidden manna, the Bible says in Revelation. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. When God dropped the revelation of 1 Corinthians 4:5 on me, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Well, he also brought this revelation in my spirit too. 2 Corinthians 4:2. I need you to post 1 Corinthians 4:5. Thank you, Jessica, to see it. Thank you for Jeremiah, Bola. So look at here. In 2 Corinthians 4:2, it says, let's get this. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, verse 1-3. As we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It is hidden to them that are lost. So, the same way, see, everything with God and everything in deliverance is not negative. Actually, it's the most positive thing you'll ever experience. And God said for us to pray. He said for us to pray in Matthew 6. He said, pray. Deliver us from what? Evil. Deliver us from evil in Matthew 6. And if you look it up in one of the older versions, it says, deliver me from the evil one. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to share something with you this morning. And I hope you get it. That's all I can do. Because this is something you got to get for yourself. As God was revealing this to me, God said, you know, Erica, I have hidden blessings. Because, see, I ain't never been big. Because I heard so many liars talk about they revealing the mysteries and they knew the secret to this and the secret to that. And when I read their secret, it was just straight pure word of God. So I never paid much attention, you know. But then God started revealing himself. But then God said he would reveal himself to anybody. He said, I will manifest myself to you. And that's anybody. So when they come with this secret, that, and secret the other, I just kind of write them off. Because I said, well, why you got to get a secret if God said that he will reveal himself to us? And then I knew that that was just a form of manipulation, mind control, witchcraft. But I also know the same way that there are hidden messages and hidden truth, there are hidden blessings. And they're available. They're available. But some things we can't get. Some things we can't get until it's our time. Remember yesterday, a certain man, a certain time. And then you're not going to get it if the ground hasn't been prepared. The ground, the soil of your heart to receive the seed. Because whenever God gives us something, he gives it to us like a seed. And it's going to grow and grow. And he might reveal the seed to you today so that you can see the full manifestation of the harvest 10 years down the road. With each person, it depends on your own level of your relationship with God. Now, God does use people. I know I'm one of them. He uses me. But it still won't help you if the soil in your heart has not been prepared and is not ready to receive it. What I'm going to share with you this morning, I'm ready. I was ready. I was ready a long time ago. But then Jessica just texted me that Angela is on here. But I wonder if she's on the blog talk. The lady whose email I read you. Right, the one whose email I read you, I'm going to see. Because the anointing is on her for this. I relayed it as a messenger. But the anointing is on her. Angela, I just opened up your mic. Can you hear me? Your mic is open. Angela. I'm on the blog talk. Your mic is open.
Hello?
I got
Hello?
You. You're on the blog talk.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Good morning. You didn't mind if I read your email, did you?
I didn't hear a thing. I was sleeping.
Well, who woke you up?
My friend Jennifer.
Did she hear it?
Yes, she did.
Praise God. You want to talk about, you're waking up to talk about it?
Sure. So I just heard you talking about the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And having your heart ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like God, even though you read my email, I feel like that's the part I need to talk about.
Your heart.
Yes. Well, when I first connected with you, it was actually through donating to the church when you were beginning to open up the church. And then you asked me a question, what I needed, what my needs were, and I mentioned to you about my 13-year-old daughter that had cut herself.
That's right. Okay.
Yes, and you said that it was going to be a fight to get her soul back. But we really didn't get into any detail. I just had told you some things that were going on and some past history. And so we never connected after that. But I just kept praying my heart out. I just kept praying and sprinkling the blood of Jesus on everything. I'm new to this. I started the TED line around December.
Okay.
Listening every day. I did the fast for 49 days. And back in October, I was sitting in prayer, and I knew that I had a divine appointment. I was told I had a divine appointment that I was going to take a trip, and it was going to be around my birthday, which is right at Easter time.
Oh.
But with the coronavirus, I'm not taking that trip because the trip was to Georgia. So with that beside, because you keep talking about divine appointments, I knew I had one because I was told I had one through prayer. And so I just kept praying and praying, and when I got off the phone, with you that day, I actually felt like I was going to have a heart attack. I felt like someone was squeezing my chest, and I just laid there, and I laid there, and I prayed, and prayed, and prayed, and I've been praying ever since. I prayed hard, and I recently had what I called was a spiritual heart attack because
mm-hmm.
I was sleeping and I abruptly woke up and I could feel my heart palpitating and skipping a beat, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, am I going to have a heart attack? And then I just prayed, because you always say, Dr. Jesus, ask Dr. Jesus. So I'm like, okay, Jesus, am I going to die? Am I going to have a heart attack and die? I'm like, if I'm going to die, please let me know. And I didn't get anything but scripture. So I just followed whatever scripture was coming into my mind. And I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And the pain went away. Everything went away. And I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, you did a deliverance on Marie. And that was so profound for me. It was the one on casting out unloving spirits.
Mm-hmm.
When you casted out the unloving spirits, I thought I was going to die. I was choking and coughing and all of that. And I was wiped out. But then after that, it's just like everything's been going so fast. And that's why in my header on my email, I said, deliverance boot camp.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm in boot camp. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. And I am so grateful. And I praise God every day. It's
you know
huge.
What? I praise God for you too, Angela, and your faith. What you experience, I'm going to tell you what that's called. That's called circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit of sanctification. The day we talked for the first time, and you were not calling for you. You were calling me for your daughter.
Yes.
You were calling me for your daughter. And that's what God loves. And that's what moves the heart of God. You know, I always say about crying don't move God. Well, there's a cry out to God that moves God. But it's when people be like boo-hoo-hooing, and I know the devils will make you boo-hoo-hoo so that they'll distract and block you, you know, through emotions. But when I got this email, and I want you all to know, I read every email, every one you ever send me, I read it, and I pray about it. And it touched my heart. It really touched my heart. But what touched my heart is you and your determination to go all the way with God.
Yeah, I don't quit easy.
There's a circumcision where the Holy Spirit comes in and trims everything off of our heart. It's the same way when God gave Moses the circumcision of the males. But there's a spiritual circumcision. It's not a heart attack, Angela. It's not a heart attack.
Oh, it felt like a heart attack. It really did.
but it's a circumcision where the Holy Spirit trims off everything in that spiritual heart that needs to be gone. And he lets you feel it. For what reason, we don't know, but you need to seek him more and more. I'm telling you the whys and the wherefores about it. Just like, you know, I'm just really realizing that there's a spirit of sanctification. Like I knew it was a process, but I never knew until recently that there's an actual spirit of sanctification. Just like believers in the process of conversion go through a circumcision of their heart. So I'm glad you agreed to come on this morning. As I read your email, it's important for people to know that there are Tedliners out there that nobody ever sees, but God is working through you, and he's changing your whole household.
Yeah, which is a miracle itself, to be honest, because I didn't even touch on anything heavy. That was just, like, I could go on and on and on about what's been happening ever since I was a kid, but my kids are more important.
Well, I'm glad to know you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray for myself, but I pray for myself in a different way. I pray through my lineage when I pray for myself, because I feel like a lot of what's happened to me over the years came in with me, which I sinned over and over and over spiritually because I felt a lack of love my entire life, which was a lie. That's why talking about the heart was important for me. Because feeling unloved, unwanted, made me sin very early because I was seeking attention. Because I was being lied to that I didn't have love, which I had love all along. I had the love of God. But I sought the love in the love of man, which was, I know now, wrong. And I'm teaching my children that because they feel lonely. They feel like they can't connect to anybody. They don't feel like they belong here. But they do. And I'm like, you're God's child. And anytime you have a problem, you have to go to God and ask God before you ask anybody on the outside.
Right.
Anyone outside of you. And that's the best lesson that I could teach them. I can't make them not sin. I can't make them do anything. I have no control over anyone but myself. And I teach them that. You can't manipulate. You can't lie. You can't change anyone. They have to change for themselves. They have to walk their own walk. And I tell them about the Father, too. He has to walk his own walk. I can't mm-hmm. change anything about anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray for him. I don't pray for anything but God's will to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you.
The perfect prayer.
And let me tell you, everyone in my house has shifted. Has shifted. Profoundly shifted, and they don't even know it yet.
Wow.
It's the little things, Dr. Erica. It's the little things. It doesn't mean I need to have like this massive miracle to notice that the miracles are every day. Every day that hug my daughter gives me that she would not give me before because her rebellion was in the way. She comes to me, she hugs me, she tells me she loves me. That to me is more important than anything else. Money can't buy you that. It's seeing her change, just change little bits and little bits. My daughter holding my hand praying yesterday. My son claiming his right. He was praying with me yesterday. I'll take it, God. Give it to me. He's 10 years old. He's like, I receive it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it was just those little beautiful moments are important. I don't argue with them anymore. I just pray.
Yeah.
I don't entertain the energy of the enemy. I pray. I'll just say, I'm not going to talk to you about this. I'll come back. I pray, and I try to engage my children without stress and fear and anxiety and anger or anything because it doesn't help. So I just pray. And I pray that God's will be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Angela, you just preached your first message here.
Well, it's important. It's important. And
yeah.
I mean, I said a lot of things in my email, but that's important.
Just and you know,
pray,
Angela,
pray. I'm sorry.
You are important to the kingdom.
Thank you.
You are important, and your children even more so, because they're gonna carry this message forward, and they're gonna carry it forward in their heart, in demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
By their acts, by their smile, by the joy going to emanate from them to others. And that
that's what I mean. It's those little things. It's those little things. It
mm-hmm.
comes through. It comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Just smiling at someone and it's just like your whole body's engaged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And things flow better. It just flows. You can hear better. You can get your messages better.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
No. Just love your kids and just pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for your family. Pray for your lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And just break it off. Break it off from the root, from the seed. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
And you'll see those mini miracles.
Yes.
The mini miracles every day.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Erica.
Thank you
for having me.
For sending me that email, and thank you for being on the deadline, and thank you for being a demonstrator.
Thank you.
Okay.
Praise God.
Praise God. brothers and sisters, I am going to, after Jose takes this message and puts it on Facebook, I am going to erase this message. And I'll be back. Isn't today Wednesday? Today is Wednesday. Am I correct? I'll be back on this deadline right here, on this speaker, at 10 o'clock tonight and finish. But you see, that word from Angela had to be heard. There are things that God has to have in the airways. You see, you think your testimony is helping you. Your testimony, brothers and sisters, is changing the atmosphere in the spirit world. And it goes out worldwide. Jesus said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But you don't overcome by yourself. We overcome as the body of Christ, the body of believers. Now that testimony just went out. It just went out. And transformation has begun. She doesn't know how close her testimony is to where I was getting ready to go. But God knew. God knew. So I'm going to stay up. And tonight I'll be on this blog talk right here at 10 p.m. I gotta read. I heard some things in the spirit as she was talking that goes along with what I'm about to be used by God to impart to you. But I want you to understand it's already being imparted. And that's what God wanted me to understand. It's already being imparted. And those of you that can receive from God are receiving it. But you ain't got it like you gonna get it. Because see, this virtue, when I share this with God, you're going to say, oh, wow. And you're going to say, I got to have that. But it only comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just like I forgot, as I was talking to her, God brought up about the spirit of sanctification, and God brought up about the circumcision of the heart. He does all these things. All these things are done sovereignly by him. God is great. God is great. Now remember, I think Angela, I heard a New York accent. I don't know her in the flesh and in the natural. I only know her in the spirit, and I only want to know people in the spirit. I don't want to know people in the flesh. The flesh profited nothing. Nothing. I want to know people in the spirit of Christ. I want my friends to be so full of the spirit of Christ that when I talk to them, I can hear from their responses to me, Jesus talking to me. That's how it works. Jesus spoke a lot through this young woman here this morning. Yes, I'll leave it up until about 11 or 12 so that the second shift can get it. And then I'm going to wipe it out, but it'll be on YouTube. And it'll still be on Spreaker. I'm going to take it down from the blog talk so that I can use the blog talk tonight. And so you won't have to go over to Spirits Are Subject Unto You. You already have the information. Because Spirits Are Subject Unto You is a whole other phone number. And I don't have time for that right now. See, when the river is flowing, you have to jump in. You have to jump in the river when it's flowing. There's power. There's shown up power. And right now, we happen to be under an open heaven. And wherever you are, the heavens are open above you. But you got to activate it for your area. That is, if you want to be a servant of God and not try to make God a slave anymore. It's some awesome, 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 wonderful things. And you know what? When God brings delays because it's something not complete yet. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't come on the 10-9 if you're not a believer. It won't work for you. It won't work for you. The name of this church, Jesus Believers. Nobody has to guess where I'm coming from when I say Jesus Believers. And I'm not afraid of the gospel. I'm not afraid to proclaim the name of Jesus and the power of his resurrection. I am born again, spirit-filled, blood-bought, blood-redeemed servant of God. But you got to jump in the river all the way. Everything God has is available to you. But you got to remember, we're diamonds in the rough. Woo! A spiritual diamond. A spiritual gem that makes up God's treasure. Man, it don't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. But the question is, do you believe it? And are you ready? Are you ready? Excuse me, are you ready? You're a diamond in the rough.
Here and now.
Think I think we ought to hear that again. I want you to pray during the course of this day that you're going to utilize and you're not going to sit on God's blessings. They're not for that. They're not to make you fat. They're to keep you slim, trim, as you make others fat. Fat with the word of God. Fat. Fat, brothers and sisters. That's what God wants to do. He's going to do it, but the question is, are you going to allow him to do it through you? He's going to do it. Absolutely, have no doubt about that. It's happening. And it's happening right here on this headline. Because see, you can't see all them people, all the other people. They may never, ever, ever, ever come in this chat room. But they're out there and they're partaking.
Here and now.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Brothers and sisters, I just posted 10 o'clock tonight. We'll begin that amazing transformation. And then today is Wednesday, and then I'll do it again Friday, and then I'll do it again Monday, and then I'll be caught up with what God told me to do. God is for you. The devil is against you. Embrace God. Cast the devil out in Jesus' name. I will see you tonight at 10 p.m. right here on this Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to come on this headline, Lord, from under an open heaven here in Dalton, Georgia, in Jesus Believers Church, home of the headline. I will see you tonight, and the Lord has already said the same. Blessings.